This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. I'm Doug Ford. The Trump of the North is no populist either. Doug Ford, brother of the former mayor of Toronto and a former Toronto council member, became premier of Ontario, the most populous province of Canada, a shade over a month ago at the end of July 2018. He's no Donald Trump, everyone said, but he would be the Canadian version of the Trump phenomenon. Well, our friends and members are learning that he may be closer to the Trump playbook than they wanted to believe. He started pushing back on immigration and trying to put the onus on the national government for the costs associated with dealing with new immigrants in the steadfastly welcoming Canada. He's pushed back at a sex education program. He's forced the resignation of the Hydro director and board despite having no authority over the body. His scrapping of cap and trade and the revenues that come from it have led to a $100 million rollback in education. Acorn Canada is standing firm in the Canadian resistance. Here's a public statement and a letter to the editor from Marva Burnett, Acorn's president in Canada, pushing back on the impact of this program on lower income families who are tenants in social housing. It'll give you a sense of the developing fight in the North. Scrapping of cap and trade revenue is a big loss for Ontario tenants badly in need of apartment retrofits, by Marva Burnett. Acorn started door knocking in 2004 in Toronto, Ottawa, and Hamilton. Since then, we have facilitated 20 to 40 minute house visits with over 150,000 of the lowest income tenants across these three cities. During each visit, we ask, what's the biggest issue you would like to see changed? Undoubtedly, the most common issue we hear about is the substandard state above public and private housing, leaking pipes causing mice, rats, cockroaches, bed bugs, and mold, as well as poorly insulated windows leading to freezing temperatures in the winter and extreme discomfort due to the heat in the summer are common issues experienced by low-income tenants. For many vulnerable people, substandard units lead to negative health outcomes such as asthma, stress, diseases caused by bugs, and more. In addition, it's incredibly difficult for people to even consider carbon emissions when they have no option but to heat their apartment with their oven or have faulty windows that need to be left open while running air conditioning units. In the previous government's climate change action plan, tenants were promised $385 million to $500 million for social housing retrofits, plus $300 to $400 million in incentives for retrofits in other private apartment buildings, funded through cap and trade revenues. The diversion of this money away from retrofits represents a huge loss for hundreds of thousands of tenants across the province. We're concerned about the ripple effect that substandard housing will have on tenants and anticipate an increase in socioeconomic and health inequality as a result of this funding cut. Research has shown that every $1 million spent on social housing retrofits generates savings of $1.3 million to $3.9 million, as well as additional benefits to residents such as improved well-being. Without this money, the province's most vulnerable tenants will be forced to continue living in substandard units that are up to 25% less energy efficient than houses. This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.